Paramos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Yavamos daf Pei Aleph, and we're here still a little bit backed up, but hopefully with the Shem we'll catch up today. We're here on Pei Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan, about 10-15 lines down, and we're still talking about, right, this is going through Sris and Sris Chama and Sris Adam and what the halachos are with that. So we're here in the middle of this kind of discussion here. Tana Rabbanan Ezu Sris Chama. What exactly is a Sris Chama? Meaning, how do you know, right, that someone is a Sris Chama? Again, we talked about that the mother had an issue, and right, we talked about that they don't urinate in an ark, but the other simanim over here. So the Gemara says, Kalshu ben Eshrim v'lohevi shtei saros. So when he hits 20, he doesn't have two pubic hairs. V'afil lohevi la'acha mekan, harehu Sris k'lachol dvarov. And even if he brings it afterwards, he's still halachically a Sris. V'elohim simanov, and this is how you know that he's a Sris. Kalshu ein lo zakon. He doesn't have a beard, usaru lakui, and his hair is smooth, meaning it's kind of like, more smooth than usual, kind of slick. Ubisaru maklik, his skin is smooth as well. When he urinates, it doesn't make bubbles, meaning it's not, he doesn't urinate hard with a strong stream. Again, as we said before, right, someone who urinates, but the water doesn't arch, it doesn't come out strong enough. Anybody whose semen is a little bit loose or weak or like liquidy. Someone who says that anybody whose urine does not get gross, doesn't smell bad if you leave it out. Anybody who takes a bath in the winter, doesn't have steam coming from his body. Anybody has a high voice, can't tell if it's man or female. So again, there's these ideas that he's not fully mature, right? He's not fully developed, and Tachlis is he won't ever be. Islandess, what is an islandess? Meaning, similarly, on the flip side, what's an islandess? Again, if 20 years they hadn't brought two pubic hairs, again, same halacha that if it happens later, she's still an islandess. What are the simanim here? If she doesn't have breasts, and it's painful for her to have beer. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, kol she'ein la shipule mayim kanashim. If her body's not shaped like women who are able to carry children, right? That it's not, let's say, the hourglass kind of form. She doesn't have the lower part of her body kind of rounded out so that she's able to bear children. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, kol she'kola ava ve'inu nikeres ben isha l'isha. Again, the flip side of a man, right? Her voice is deep. Right, and you can't tell if it's a male or female voice. Okay, again, the same idea that it's not fully developed. Itbar who said, Simani Sris, Ravun Amar, Achiyu Kulam, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Be'echamim. Very important machlokas. Do you need all of the things we just mentioned, or just one of them? Right, the Gemara says, Hecha Devish Tisaros Bizakin Kulam, Lom Pligid Achiyu Kulam. So if the guy has two hairs, not in his pubic area, but on his beard, meaning if the guy is starting to grow a beard, so everybody agrees that he didn't need all of them. Meaning, because once you start having Simani that he's not a Sris, right? Meaning even Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan says he needs to have one of them, but there, if he has simanim that are neged that, meaning if he has simanim that he's not a Sris, then he needs to have all of them, so to all the other ones, rather. Right, so that's what we said. The machlokas is where there is no, where he doesn't have any of that, and then the question is if it's one or all of them. So Allah, the Hada Amar Lahu, Rabba Baravula, Rabbanan, Ainu Beber of Nachman, Ibisaro Mala, Hevel, but one second, but they said to the Rabban, Rabba Baravula said to the Rabbanan, check out Rav Nachman, and check out if his skin, right, if his flesh, right, has sweats in the winter, right, when he takes a bath, and if it does, then Esav Labaris, I'm gonna give my daughter to marry. So Kiman, who's that like? Kravuna, right? Is that Dafka like Kravuna? Meaning, and against Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, Lo, no, Rav Nachman Siki Dikna Havale. Rav Nachman had pieces of beard, right, pieces of like kind of little tips of a beard. So everybody would agree, right? In that case, right, you have to check for all of the other simon. Okay, fine. How sorry is the cholis will be having the chayin islandess, right? You don't, the sirius and the islandess are not shaykh to chalitza and yibam. So katani sirius do me the islandess, and they taught together to teach me that a sirius is like an islandess. Ma islandess be the shemaim, af sirius be the shemaim, ustamak rabbi kiwa dama, right? Again, so that's right, ustamak rabbi kiwa. The Mishnah just points out that we're talking about a serious like an islandess. Just like an islandess, there's no injury for a woman to become an islandess. She just is an islandess from when she was born. So too, we're talking about a serious who was a serious when he was born, and we're talking about the Shemayim. And that's like Rabbi Akiva that says that if a person became a Sris, right, had some sort of injury, he is in the Parsha of Yibam Chalitza, and if he was not, right, if he was a Sris Chama, then he is not. Okay. As far as Shechalitza, the Yivam, will pass law. Right, if he does Chalitza with the Yivam, he's not going to pass law, but if he does have beer with her, then he will pass law, because, right, that's a B.S. notes. The Gemara says, Taima Debala, who? Right, the only reason she's going to be possible is if he's the one, right, the Sris, Sris Chama, right, if he's the one who had beer with her. Okay, but if someone else that she didn't have a Zika to, lo, apparently she would not be possible to go with us. So, Lame is having to have a Tiyuv to Derev Amnuna, Tamar Shomer Zyavam, Shazinsa Psu Livama. Right, apparently it's against Rav Amnuna, who says that if a Shomer Yavam sleeps with someone else, she passes herself to the Yavam, right? Because that's not what we're saying. We're saying it's only the Sris Chama. So Gemara says, Lo, who adin afilu acher, Nami. No, really, even if someone else slept with her. I did Tanarisha b'didei, right? Nami Seifa b'didei. Since we're talking about a Sris Chama, right, so we're also talking about the Sris Chama and the Seifa, but Taka says, don't make the inference that someone else who would sleep with her would not pass away. Okay, v'chein islandess shechotzu lo la'achin, right, as again, we had said that an islandess, right, if they do chalitza, that doesn't pass away, and if they have beer with her, then that does pass away. So the Gemara says, time of ba'alua, right, the only reason she would be possible, right, that islandess is if they had beer with her. But how low ba'alua, but if they didn't, so low, it's apparently not. So come on, so who's that like to look? Rabbi Yehuda, that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Shito, di'i Rabbi Yehuda, hamar, the islandess onahi, right, Rabbi Yehuda says that an islandess is, it's her itself, right, just by the fact that she is an islandess, she's possible laguna. And therefore, right, and then for she has halachically his own, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. Okay, fine, so that's against Rabbi Yehuda. Vayter, new Mishnah. Sris Chama kohen shenasa bas Yisrael. So if it's Sris Chama, right, he's a kohen, right, and he can't have kids, obviously, but he marries a bas Yisrael. Now, normally, a kohen who marries a bas Yisrael allows her to eat truma. So the question is, what about Sris Chama? So again, so the Mishnah here says, machila b'truma, and he does, in fact, make her eat truma. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Androgynous, Kohen, Shinasa, Vasis, Rabbi Achila, Betruma. Same thing about Androgynous, as we'll see in a second. An Androgynous has both simonim of male and female, but he's going to be halachically, as we'll see in a second, a male. So also, right, so we view that the marriage is legit, and she is allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Tumtum, Shnikra, Avinim, Tazachar, Lo, Yachlos, Mepnei, Shukasritz. Rabbi Yudah says if you have a tumtum, again, that's someone who's covered up with some sort of skin or whatever over the private area, and then it's torn, and you found that he's a zachar, but Pasha says he's a sris, so you can't do chalitza. He's not involved in the Pasha of Yibim chalitza, because again, he's not a sris chama, he's born like that. Androgynous, no say of a lo nisa, right? He can marry, but he cannot be married, and the implication is that he is a male. He is able to affect the kinyan kiddushin, but not accept lo nisa. It cannot be married, right? That's referring to the woman's role. Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Rabbi Elazar says androgynous chayev and aloskila kazacha, and sure enough, if Rahman Tzlan, someone would sleep with an androgynous, so he would be chayev misa for mishkav zacha, because he is halachically, that is halachically a male. So the Gemara says, first, we're starting off with Pshita. We're telling me that, again, a Kohen, it was the first halacha we had in the Mishnah, was a Sris Chama, a Kohen can allow his wife to eat Truma. So, obviously, why not? Right? They're married, right? They're luckily married. So, it says, you might have thought, Molid Macho, Sheino, Molid, Eno Macho. You might have thought that to allow your wife to eat Truma, you have to be able to have kids. And Sris Chama cannot. Except for Gamash Malan. Therefore, we say that what teaches us that he is. And she does eat truma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Androgynous. So again, his wife to eat truma. Tamar Yish Lakish, Machila b'truma v'machila b'chazeh b'shok. Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Af Machila b'chazeh b'shok. The question is, when we say that she is allowed to eat truma, is that all Matnos Kahuna? Right? Or only truma specifically? Because we know that there's a kachim, is a little bit more kadosh than truma, right? Just you look at the levels of truma, right? Truma can get to a shlishi, and kachim gets to a revi. So there is it is possible, right? That you know that it's going to, as we'll see in a second, that's not really the what's going on over here. Right? Really, the question is if it's rabbanan. We'll see in a second that Rish Lakish is holding that truma nowadays is rabbanan. But again, there is theoretically a reason to distinguish between the two. So Rabbi Yochanan says any types of matnos kahuna, and Rabbi Reish Lakish says only truma but not the other matnas guna. So the Gemara says, okay, so what's the difference? I mean, as I pointed out, one difference, but that's not really what the Gemara is doing. So according to Reish Lakish, why can she eat Shuma and not kachim and not chazav shok? So Gemara says pashas is because deraisa and shuma nami deraisa. The problem is that the pashas is because the matnas kahuna from the korbanos is deraisa, while shuma is also deraisa. So the Gemara says hakumai eskina b'shuma b'smana zed rabbanon. It must be shuma nowadays. Nowadays we do not have shuma mi deraisa. Right, again, all the halachos that require us to have shuma deraisa. Or if Am Yisrael is shurin a bad masan, okay, if they're living here, it's Yisrael, okay, fine. But either way, nowadays shuma is mi deraban. And so that's why she can eat Chuma Midra Bana. The Gemara says, that implies that low, that implication being that if the Beis Mitzvah was around, right, she is not allowed to eat Chuma. So, Aditane Ima Chidab Chazim Shok, listening, but he's up. So the problem is that if that's true, then Reish Lakish shouldn't have said, oh, she's not allowed to eat Chazim Shok. He should have just been like, when can she eat Truma? Only nowadays, but when the Beis HaMikdash existed, so then she's not allowed to eat Truma. Right? We should have had the machlokas about Truma itself. And we should have said, but Medvar Mamurim, but Truma Durabanan, but Truma Duraisalo. Right? That's what we should have said. So Gemara says, Hakanam Kamar, Enechanami. That's actually what Reish Lakish was saying. He wasn't actually saying about Chazim Shok. That's a nafkin that comes out afterwards, but what he meant was that when there is a chazir v'shok, when there is a beis hamikdash, when there are korbanos, then truma is doraisa, and he's not allowed. The wife is not allowed to eat truma from androgynous. But it's only now that we don't have it, so that's when he's allowed to eat. That way she's allowed to eat truma, and that's what the Gemara explains. How can I come? Kshuma achila, achila b'truma is man b'zev b'rabanan. Ve'im achila b'zman chazav v'shok. Right, he is not allowed to eat truma when there is a korbanos. Achila b'truma b'rabanan. Right, doma asi lochla b'truma d'oraisa. Meaning, even if truma is b'rabanan back in the day, right during the time of Beis Hamikdash, we don't want her to eat truma d'oraisa. Right, that's what Reish Lakish meant. Rabbi Yochanan says, af machila b'chazav v'shok. He says, even allowed to eat right korbanos. Really, you're all, nowadays truma is derabanan. So I'm like, in. So Rishon said, yeah. Shani shona igul beigul emola. Because because the Raisa says, now this is a completely different context, but you'll see in a second what it means. That literally what it means is that an igul, a fig cake, if it gets lost in other fig cakes, ole, it becomes batel, right? What's going on over here? So normally, right, we are familiar with the concept of bittel by kashrus, right? There's something called bittel barov, that if you have, let's say, three salamis, one of them is treif, so there's something called bittel barov, and you can eat at least two of them, because we assume that the treif is batel, right? More familiar, perhaps, when you have a shayla, basar chalav, or in the kitchen, or other halachic shaylas, you have 60 to 1. If a little bit of milk falls into the soup, chicken soup, so, right, again, if it's 60 to 1, then the food is batel, and there is no issue. There's a din, though, however, that's something that is, as we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to discuss this machlokas, davar shebeminyan, something that is normally counted is not batel. Something that is davar shebeminyan, something that is halachically, not halachically, but physically significant, something that's chashuv, right, it's not going to be batel. So, and truma is one of those things. I mean, and these cakes are one of those things. So if you're telling me that nowadays that a fig cake of truma that gets mixed up with other fig cakes is batel, right? That would that tell me that truma is nowadays is midrabanan. Because if it was daraisa, right, then it would not be batel. Then it would be chashuv, and then it would be a derish b'minyan, and it would not be a dark kashi limanos, as we'll see in a second, and it would not become batel. So Amalei, so Yochanan said back to him, halo ani shona chaticha b'chaticha is ola. One second. Abraisa says that a piece of korban, chaticha, a slice of meat, right, that becomes mixed with other pieces of meat, is batel. So you see that dirim d'oraisa, right, let's say a korban, a piece of meat, right, is also asur d'oraisa for a non-kohen, but also can be batel. So truma should also be able to be batel. Meat service, do you really hold that kol should argue the manos shaninu? As should argue the manos shaninu. Now, this is a machlokas, as we'll see in a second, we're going to quote that Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. When we say that something that is Darvish of a minion, something that is counted, something that's darker than Himanos, so is that something that is always counted and sold individually, or something that is sometimes counted and sold individually? So, meaning, Kol Shadarka Limnos, implies that something that is sometimes counted, then even that is not going to be batel. But if something that is eschedar kalim, though, something that is always sold individually, so that is not going to be batel. That is not going to be batel. But something that is sometimes sold individually will be batel. So maihi, what's this machlokas? It's not this. We're on the Mishnah. Mishnah hayaloka bili tilson mishal kilei kerem. If you have tilson, tilson is I think translated as fenugreek, which is only something that you see, let's say, in the art school come Rosh Hashanah, because you have to add one to see one. I have no idea what it is, but it's okay. It's some sort of vegetable, right? So you have these fenugreek that was clay karam. That's obviously usher. It grew in a vineyard, so that's clay karam. It's kelayim. You're not allowed to eat it. So what happens? Yidluku. You have to burn it. Right? You have to get rid of it. What happens in this arvu b'achiros? Let's say they get mixed up with other bundles. So kula nidluku de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you got to burn all of them. Meaning it's not batel. You cannot. It is not batel. In whatever type of mixture. Actually, if it's 200 to 1, by 200 mutter, and one usher, so then it is batel. Because Rabbi Meir Shita is something that is sometimes only sold individually is going to be not batel. And the fenugreek is one of those. Is one of those? Is not one of those. Hold on. Sorry. Why would which? Hold on, sorry. Oh, we'll see in a second. It's not one of those. Meaning, it's not one of those things, and therefore, it is batel. Okay. The chachamim omer, the chachamim say, "Inu mekadesh elav shisha dvarim bilvad." Rabbi Kiva omer sheva. Okay, and the chachamim and Rabbi Kiva say, "No, there's only six or seven things that are not batel. Only six or seven things that are normally." Right, sold, right, only sold by themselves. And that's, and they listed them, right? Elohim, these are them. Egoze prach, some type of nut. Rimone badan, right, fancy pomegranates. Chavios stumos, barrels of wine. Chilfe tradin, also some sort of beets or some sort of vegetable. Kolche kruv, kruv, right, cabbage. Udalas yavonis, and some sort of Greek, delas is a... like a gourd or something. Rabbi Kiva Mosif, Afkikar Shavalabais, even right, loaves, right, normal homemade loaves, homemade loaves of bread. So Haruin la orla, the clay of karim, right, again, whatever those are, whatever issue you're dealing with, right, they're gonna make everything awesome. Rabbi Yochanan says Eshidarki Limanus Sheninu. Rabbi Shlagi Shamar, Kol Shidarki Limanus Sheninu. This is the machlokes that we quoted before, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that only something that is always counted is not batel. And Rabbi Shlakish says even something that is sometimes sold individually, sometimes counted and sold individually, is not batel. So my chaticha. So what do we now? What is meaning that? Meaning so the Rabbi Yochanan had used this argument about a piece of meat. Right, if you flip back, Rabbi Yochanan had said, where was it? Right, hello. Anishona chaticha bechatichos ola. Right, if you have a piece of kachim that it gets mixed up with another piece of meat or other kachim, it is batel. So what is that? So my chaticha, what were we referring to? Titania was done in a brisa chaticha shel chatas tameya shenisarbe mea chatichos shel chataos tahoros. Right, you have one piece of tamei korban and 100 pieces of tahor korban. V'chein prusa shel lechem apanim tameya shenisarbe mea prusa shel lechem apanim tahoros. So too, if you have lechem apanim, one piece is tamei and 100 is tahor. Tala, it's batel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo tala. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not batel. Aval chaticha shel chatas tahora shenis arba v'meah chatitza shel chulin tahoros. But if you have a piece of korban that's tahor with 100 pieces of regular meat that's not korbanos, that's tahor. V'chein and so too prusa shel lechem apanim tahora shenis arba v'meah prusa shel chulin tahoros. Right, what happens if you have a piece of lechem apanim mixed up with 100 pieces of regular bread? So then devar yakol lo tala. Everybody agrees that it's not batel. So katani mias reisha tala. Meaning, but I mean, the second part is not relevant for us necessarily, right? The first part says that if you have one piece of meat, that's one piece of korban meat that's tahor with a lot of other sorry, one piece of korban meat that's tame, and 100 korban pieces of meat that are tahor, everything is good to go. So Amar Rav Chiya Barei De Rav Huna, I mean, so how does, what does Reish Lakish do with that? So Amar Rav Chiya Barei De Rav Huna, Bini Mocha, right? It must be that the meat melted or dissolved or whatever it is, so it's no longer chashiv, it's no longer dark or limnos, it's not anything that is normally counted, and therefore it would be batel. So obviously we'll continue with this discussion tomorrow. It's Hashem on Shabbos Kodesh, and we'll invite you in the Heilige Shabbos. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.